Welcome to My Numbers. Tyson Banker with you here, Bench Clear Media. Again, follow me at numbers underscore behind and be sure to rate and review the show. Love to hear your feedback. Do have a couple of changes that I'm going to kind of install a little bit today. Going into next season, one thing I kind of want to do when I do my game breakdowns is kind of give you a little bit of some card hedge and some player price points, how they're kind of moving over the times that we're talking about. So right now with the playoffs, we're seeing a lot of movement, and especially the players that are winning games. So I'll talk about that today as I go through the divisional weekend review. And I mean, just off the top, what a phenomenal weekend of football. Three games won by a field goal at the end. Obviously, the Kansas City Buffalo game was one for the ages, if not one of the best games of all time, people are asking. It's just an incredible weekend of football. So it's really nice because we kind of had a dud weekend, I thought, on wild card weekend and divisional round, definitely made up for it. Great games, great matchups all around. Just it was pretty awesome weekend of football. So let's kind of dive into it. Bengals knock out the Titans despite 9 sacks. You know, when Bengals were in the draft, a lot of people had Chase slated there. A lot of people had Penei Sewell slated there. Obviously, Chase has been a great addition to the team, but you can tell they really need a line still. So hopefully the Bengals at some point will address that in the offseason with the draft and still try to protect Burrow a little bit better. But 9 sacks, and they still survived. Tannehill struggles, had 3 picks, was really limited. Henry, and you know, limited, about 20 carries, 62 yards, still had a touchdown. I mean, pretty solid. They were keying on him when he was in the game. They were full front, 7-8 guys in the box, really trying to make it difficult on Tennessee to throw the ball, which Tannehill struggled to do so. Like I said, Ja'Marr Chase just really has not slowed down. Looks like he kind of has ice in his veins for the playoffs. He's been really productive. 5 for 109 with a key catch to get them in field goal range is a really good route. He ran perfectly and skirted up the sideline a little bit to kind of get some little extra yards for that field goal. So big play for him there. McPherson, I mentioned him in a tweet out, you know, he's got a rookie card mosaic and he's been electric for kicker. I know we're not collecting kickers, so this is more of a joke, but he has been really good as a rookie kicker, 4 for 4 in the game with the game winner. Burrow just kind of following his cards through card hedge. His 2020 Prism Silver was 2200 at right around Christmas, and then right now it's climbed up to 3800. So you're looking at almost double growth there through his playoff run. And obviously got another good matchup against Mahomes this week. They just beat Kansas City about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Obviously the times are different, but we'll see what can happen. But Burrow's definitely been climbing. His card values are going as well. There's one thing I want to mention as I kind of pulled some of these prices is that as we kind of keep growing in the hobby and kind of seeing how things change, I just want to make sure that it's easy to pay attention to base cards. That's what my rookie report's on. And I'm probably going to have to adjust that a little bit because a lot of the movement now is happening in the higher end cards. And so that was a Prism Silver. That's definitely a lower pop, a very highly desired card. That's why it's so expensive. But if I'm looking at, if you will look at Burrow's Prism base cards, you're not seeing that kind of volume, that kind of growth. A little bit of a bump, but not like, you know, almost double the Prism Silver growth. So just something to consider when you're evaluating values and how guys are growing. I'm probably going to have to adjust my rookie reports to help you guys with that. But when you really want to see some movement, go check out some of the higher, like the better lower pop cards are definitely going to be easier for the movement in the market. San Fran kind of stuns Green Bay. Really kind of the only game I feel like I wasn't close on just because I didn't think San Fran had a chance in that game. Green Bay looked great in the first quarter. I thought they were moving the ball, getting Devonta Adams in space. They're just doing everything they usually do. Just like they're just going to kind of go. And just a couple special teams issues, block punt for touchdown, and Sam Fran just walks away and steals one. Just a lot of things to think about for Green Bay. Obviously, there's a lot of chatter already about Rodgers, and if this is it for him, really kind of kills him. I mean, he does have MVP shot, obviously, still, but still kind of kills his – this is a big year for them. I thought he was definitely a championship contender, and that defense was playing really well. They played really well in that game. The offense is actually what lost it for him. And very interesting outlook, you know, outcome in that game. I did not see that coming. Rodgers, overall, the stats were low. It was 13-10. Grubby Gould's really good in cold weather games, kicked the game winner. But Rodgers' top scoring rookie was 4,800 to 6,000 over the last month. So he has kind of climbed up 1,200 on his top scoring rookie, kind of anticipating that MVP, that playoff run. Obviously, that's going to plateau at this point. I don't see that growing now from 6,000. Might get a little bit of a bump, but it's going to come down a bit until MVP is announced. So definitely Rodgers isn't getting that jump that people are hoping for. Rams hold off the Bucks behind Kupp's big catches down the stretch. Stafford, a big day, 366, 2 touchdowns. Kupp, 9 for 183, a touchdown. Brady is really solid. He just, you know, typical playoff Brady, 30-54, 329, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. Evans, another nice day, 8 for 119 and one touchdown. Man, Akers definitely really choked in this game, had two really crucial turnovers for the Rams that kind of gave Tampa Bay life in both situations. One is at the 1 yard line going in to basically put them up by almost 27 at that point, would have been. They didn't. So Tampa Bay kind of survived that scare and then fumbled late to give the Bucs a quick touchdown to get it tied. So really not good there for his ball security. Hopefully that's just a one game thing. In terms of kind of monitoring the players in this, obviously Brady's rookie, we know that's the super high end. His is kind of what it is. But Stafford's tops rookie went from 200 to 400 last month, so it's doubled. Just his paper tops rookie has doubled in their playoff run and kind of what they've done the last couple of games of the season. And then obviously the game of the weekend, which is the last one, the one that everybody's probably waiting for, Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes, did not disappoint. It was an amazing game from Josh Allen, scoring a touchdown 4th and 13, to, you know, Tyreek showing us his world-class speed, and then comes back to Josh Allen scoring 13 seconds left to Tyreek and Kels, you know, back-to-back two plays for 46 yards for KC to get the tying field goal and then get the ball and win. Unfortunately, you know, we'd like to see the Bills get a chance in the overtime period there. I really think the coin flip kind of ended that game in a way because both teams just seemed like they're going to score no matter what. But it was just a fantastic game. Josh Allen was ended up with 27 for 37, 329, four touchdowns. Mahomes equally as impressive. He was 33 of 44 for 376 and three touchdowns. Tyreek, big day, 11 for 150 and touchdown. Kelce, another nice day, 8 for 96 and touchdown. Gabriel Davis out of nowhere, 800 receptions, 200 yards, four touchdowns, all of them big. All those touchdowns were to Gabriel Davis at the end. He was running some nasty routes, making corners fall down. Very impressive. He's in 2020 for his rookie cards. So you have any, who knows, maybe get a couple little good values there. But he's a big receiver. He has some talent. I just don't think he has the ability to separate like a Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs was definitely being doubled quite a bit, and he did not get a lot of looks in this game. Josh Allen is actually, so he, in the rookie report, he was at 480 and right there end of December. And then now he's at 695. So he's growing with the Bills for first playoff win over the Patriots where they smashed him. And then obviously he's probably going to grow from that game last night, even though he lost, just how well he played. He's throwing lasers, man. When the windows were open, he was zipping in there for sure. And then Mahomes, really no movement. He's kind of just staying at 7K over the last 4 weeks. So a little bit of rundown. Again, just trying to incorporate a little more player pricing into my my game reviews, try to give it more on the hobby side. So I hope you guys will like that. I do anticipate doing that next year on the full slate. Might make the shows a little bit longer, but at least a little bit more information in terms of our hobby values. So just a couple things. I want to update you just on a couple of mosaic prices of the five quarterbacks or some notables and some base and debut prices. So Mac Jones' base is kind of down to 15 and 6 for his debut. So they're down quite a bit. Everybody else stayed about the same, but his kind of came down probably with his loss. kind of brought him to earth a little bit. Trevor Lawrence, base 20, debut 9. Might be kind of a little, I think Mac's probably still selling higher on average as the last couple. So I have to monitor that. But they are a little bit closer to being even. Justin Fields' base and debut is 12 and 5. Trey Lance 6 and 4 and Zach Wilson 5 and 5. And there's a couple notables for each guy. Mac Jones, mosaic silver. So that's the silver prism, excuse me, $100. Mosaic autograph 765. So it's a pretty good healthy price for Mac there. Lawrence had a blue mosaic, beautiful card, out of 99 for 345. And he has pink swirl. Another one sold, the second one. One was 1900, but this one's 1500. Those are all really beautiful cards as well, as I mentioned in the last show. Justin Fields had a gold mosaic out of 10, sell for 900, and a mosaic gold auto, which is a huge card, numbered at 10 auto for him, sold for 1500, and his mosaic silver, that's the silver, not the prism, sold for 95. Trey Lance mosaic autograph 360. It's a pretty good price for a mosaic autograph on Trey Lance there. His blue out of 99, sold for 225, mosaic silver for 95 for him. And then lastly, Zach Wilson had a mosaic silver, sell for 75. A red-yellow prism out of 80 for 200, and his rookie autograph is going for 187. So kind of a quick little rundown there from those guys. Still like Mosaic a lot. Still think it's a little bit pricey, especially with the base sets being up to 400. It does seem that hits are more difficult, and the prices of Mosaic is still pretty high. I'm really interested to see when retail starts hitting, trying to see if I can get some retail or probably getting some retail breaks with my man Chris Leroy at Retail Breaks. Check him out at his Facebook group. He usually gets a lot of retail options for you to kind of dabble a little bit more affordable. So definitely check that out. Championship picks for me, I think I'm going to go Chiefs are going to edge the Bengals, but I do think Burrow is going to make it tough on them. And the Rams, I think, are going to get San Fran, just because I think just game flow has just gone in San Fran's way. And yes, you can say they planned for that, did that, but, you know, punt block that gets them basically the win against Green Bay is not very common. I just think the Rams are going to be a little bit better. The Rams have had pretty success against San Fran defensively as well. So it'll be interesting to see. But they did split the season set, I'm pretty sure. So San Fran can beat them. So we'll see what happens. My five takeaways of the wild card round, probably the best week in football I've seen personally for all four games combined. Just was amazing football. So we talked about the opening. Just want to reiterate that. Just enjoy the games. You know, that kind of stuff doesn't happen so often. So definitely enjoyed that. Stafford and Burrow have the most to gain hobby-wise, I feel. I feel like Mahomes does need to get that second championship, but he's still priced so high at 7K that I don't think we'd see a huge jump if he did. Stafford and Burrow, I think that, you know, Stafford gets that championship with his career he's had, be massive for his hobby value. I think Burrow at his age, if he gets a Super Bowl or upsets Mahomes, real big. And Burrow's got that, hate to say winner, but, you know, the way he played at LSU, the way he kind of handles himself, the way he talks to the media, he just kind of has like, you know, we're going to win, or he just has that leadership that teams gravitate towards. And I'm excited to see what he does against KC. He's definitely done well in his first playoff debut as a quarterback. So Ja'Marr Chase is going to be a nice connection for Burrow for years to come. I know that's not earth-shattering takeaway, but I just think that that connection is just going to be fun to watch for a long time. And I think that's going to help Chase's cards, and it's going to help Burrow's cards, because they're both going to be just going to get better and better every year they're playing together. And I think that that's kind of like a Davante Adams, Rodgers type deal. So definitely keep chasing Chase. That's what I'm preaching to you. Cooper Kupp, I think, will be the top receiver again, 2022 in receptions and yards. Just going to that Tampa Bay game, when they needed it, he got two big plays to get them field goal range to win the game. He's just been day in, day out, super productive, Stafford number one guy. And I don't see any reason why the Rams are going to slow down next year. So I think those Cooper Kupp cards, I think still keep grabbing those raw, those prisms, getting those things graded. I think they're going to be solid cards for a couple of years. I think he's going to be the top receiver in the league for the next couple of years. I don't see why he wouldn't be. And Henry showed well in his first game back. I know we all want to see him make a run and help his card value. I think we all knew that with Tannehill probably wasn't in the cards for them. They were kind of a surprising one seed. But I do like that Henry came back and he didn't look slower. He looked fine. So I think that's good going into next year. The Henry was somewhat healthy. Now he'll continue to rest, get healthy, and be back for next year, because he's definitely a running back that is a generational type guy that we want to watch as long as we can. But short and sweet this week, as the games get smaller and smaller each week, we'll have less and less. But you know, Mosaic starting to get a little bit more stabilized. So next week I'll be with you again. We're going once a week during the playoffs. I'll be with you next week, and I'll really go through the Mosaic even deeper. I'll probably come out to the running backs, receivers a bit more, give you more content on that. Again, rate and review the show. Follow me at numbers_behind. Have a great week. Take care.